Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice. Because the doc day is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael, the Doctor Love.
Hello and welcome to the Doctor Love Show. I am the doctor and I am here today. This is episode 10. This is the beginning of a new era. This is day one of what I'm calling the 100-day challenge. The 100-day challenge is a challenge based around 100 days, 100 miles. Basically, we're not waiting for New Year's to start getting in shape. We're not waiting until we can put together our New Year's resolutions. We're going to start right now, today, Thanksgiving Day, 2011, while the turkey is still in preparation to be put in the oven. Not in our belly. Get in my belly. We are going to start today to set ourselves up for a bright and vibrant spring and summer the day before Thanksgiving Day. What the challenge basically consists of is walking, running, jogging at least a mile a day for the next 100 days. If you walk, it should only take you anywhere from 15, 20 minutes to walk a mile. You can walk 1 mile. Everybody should be able to walk a mile. It's not about pace. It's just about committing to getting it done. With that being the goal for every single day, you can take 15 minutes out of your day to walk off that Thanksgiving turkey tomorrow and then every day after it. You're walking in the mall. You're walking for at least a mile while you're walking around in the mall. You can do this. I know you can. I am going to be joining with you, as well as I'm going to be posting my personal results based on Runkeeper, which is an app for the iPhone, so that everybody can see my statistics and how I'm doing on my 100-day challenge, knowing when I cross the 100-mile threshold. I plan on doing it maybe a little bit aggressively, just because I want to make sure that I demonstrate to everybody that it can be done. Now, on to today's podcast. Today, we're going to talk about dedication and commitment. Earlier this podcast, we were talking about the 100-day challenge. We were talking about getting in shape and preparing for the spring and summer. If we complete this challenge, we can actually say that we did 100 miles in 100 days. If you think about it, when have you ever committed to anything for an extended period of time and saw it through? Maybe you have. Maybe I'm not talking to you per se. Maybe we're talking about that person sitting next to you who's sitting next to them. Not you. No, we're not talking about you. But if we were talking about somebody that we both know who could use a possible commitment of health, fitness, wellness, and all those things that are combined with exercise and diet and all those things that we commit to in a New Year's resolution. Wait, I said we're not doing New Year's resolutions. We're not. We're beginning to change our lifestyle to empower ourselves to be in a best position that when our superheroes wake up, they have the tools to be able to manage a body that is healthy, fit, and ready to rock and roll, ready to take charge of the future. So today, with dedication, we're committing ourselves to sticking to the 100-day plan. We're not going to talk about diet. We're not going to talk about pills. We're not going to talk about any consumption of anything other than water, our food, and just getting out there and walking 1 mile a day, 15, 20 minutes a day. Find a way to track your mileage and get it done. Get it done. Join with me in getting this done. Soon, we'll be actually tracking our stats, putting them up on the big board and saying, wow, we did it. If you'd like to participate in the 100-Day Challenge and you want to make sure that your name gets recognized as being one of those people who made a commitment to yourself and to your future, send me your name, send me your email address, go to the website RaphaelLove.com and ping me with a message or send an email to iquitplaying@gmail.com and let me know that you want to participate in the 100-Day Challenge. I will put together a page that's going to list all of the wonderful people who are doing it, and then we'll check off the people that do. In other words, it'll give you a chance to commit to not only yourself, but put it out to the world that you are going to be a success starting today, which by the time you hear this, it'll actually be Thanksgiving. So you can actually get started on Thanksgiving Day. Maybe you get your mile walk in before you get your eat on, or maybe you wait until after. It's going to be a little bit more difficult after you eat than if you got started before, but it's a place to start. So thank you once again for beginning to join me in the 100-Day Challenge, as well as taking that first step to making a new you from the inside out. Let today be a day that empowers not only you, but the people around you to become more. Tell people about the challenge. Help them get involved. Let them know that they can join too. I look forward to speaking to you on the next podcast, where we'll be talking about day two of the 100-Day Challenge. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Love Show. If you want more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes at RaphaelLove.com. Be sure to give us feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you, so if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.